It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Skype can be a handy way to connect with people you know. Turns out it might also be a way for people you don't know to connect with you. Keith Ross is a professor of computer science at the Polytechnic Institute of NYU. He's presenting some research on Skype at a conference next week in Berlin. The problem, he says, has to do with Skype's use of the Internet Protocol, or IP, address on your computer and your ISP, or Internet Service Provider.
If you have Skype running in your laptop, then I or any other attacker can inconspicuously call you, obtain your current IP address and your current location without you ever knowing about it.
Geographical location, like where in the world I am?
The city that you're in, and also would be able to typically determine if you're at work or if you're at home, because your IP address not only exposes your location, but also exposes the internet service provider that you're using, and from that we can determine if it's your employer or if it's your residential ISP or whatever.
But what does an IP address really tell you? Chester Wisniewski from the security firm Sophos says it's not exactly a homing beacon.
An example of that might be, you know, I'm traveling today on business for Sophos, and I appear to be still on the internet in Vancouver if somebody were to look at this, and they would think I'm in Vancouver, although I happen to be in another city entirely. So this information is not that accurate as to where you specifically might be. And, you know, it is a little bit of an information disclosure, but I think that goes hand in hand with simply being available and communicating.
It's not all that different from being just out in public, walking down the street?
It's kind of the equivalent of saying, you know, you have a 212 area code telephone number. You must be in New York City. Well, with cell phones, we know that's not the case. And that's true on the internet as well. I mean, IP addresses to a degree are an indicator of a location to a small amount of accuracy, but it's not the same as somebody having your home address, telephone number, and social security number.
Besides IP addresses, Keith Ross says someone could also learn your file sharing history. It does not, however, mean anyone's watching your video phone calls. Skype, which is owned by Microsoft, gave us a written statement about this issue. Quote, "Just as with typical internet communication software, Skype users who are connected may be able to determine each other's IP address. Through research and development, we will continue to make advances in this area and improvements to our software." Unquote. For the moment, if you're nervous about privacy, Keith Ross says you could start over.
You can create a new Skype account and choose a Skype ID that's very anonymous, that people will not be able to figure out that it's you. So you just share that with people you can trust, and that way no one would think of tracking you.
Keith Ross from the Polytechnic Institute of NYU. You can find us online. We're at marketplacetech.org. For our next story, I need help from the late Clara Peller, famous for saying,
"Where's the beef?"
in the old Wendy's commercials. Here we go.
Where's the beef?
Mark Post of the University of Maastricht has received a grant of $417,000 to make a hamburger. One catch, he can't use animal meat.
Where's the beef?
He's working on it. There's a big push going on right now for test tube meat. Less livestock farming would mean fewer greenhouse gas emissions.
Where's the beef?
Well, that's the tricky part. Scientists believe embryonic stem cells would work, but no one's been able to grow that type of cell from a cow. They can from a rat, a rhesus monkey, or a mouse, but...
Where's the beef?
Yeah, no one wants a monkey burger. Post plans to use a muscle stem cell that can be extracted without killing the cow.
Where's the beef?
We'll keep you posted. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.